So as I mentioned at the very beginning, at any given time, in any given place, in any given situation, the smartest, sanest man and woman in the room will be Jesus and Mary. That might be hard to believe, but it's true. And in part, that's because Jesus has ascended into the heavens, and today we're celebrating that Mary has also ascended into the heavens in body and soul. They both are beyond the manipulations of the world, the propaganda of the world. They're not tainted in any way by selfishness. They don't come to us with guidance that's going to benefit them and sort of stroke their ego. They're not into this worldly thing. They're relieved of it and are therefore incredibly trustworthy people. And they are people. They're real people, men and women. Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary, they walk the face of the earth. And of course, Jesus, we believe in our faith, happens to also be the Son of God who created this entire cosmos. The lawgiver who himself became overrun by lawlessness on the cross. There was no law that day on Good Friday during his trial. There was no law that day. The trial was a travesty of justice. Pilate was a coward, vying to maintain his own position in the Roman government because the Jewish leaders were blackmailing him and saying, if you let this man go who says he's the king of the Jews, and setting himself up as a rival to Caesar, if you do that, Pilate, we're going to report you to Caesar, and your head is gone. Pilate was a coward, and an innocent man lost his life on Calvary by a very brutal death. And at that moment, when Jesus was being overrun, at the very beginning, overrun by lawlessness, Peter manifested our solution to that. He pulled out his sword and cut off the ear of Malchus. And Jesus said, Peter, Peter, I don't fight with the weapons of this world, which are, they're useless. I fight with the weapons of heaven, love, mercy. Ah, there you go again, Father Dan. That's all ideal. That's such an unreal world. Yeah, because of what we've made our world. Too many of us are being overrun by lawlessness today. So that becomes the rule, lawlessness. San Francisco Target stores close at 7 p.m. now. Why? Because they were being robbed of so many of their goods, they can't afford to get all the security they need to keep the store safe after 7 o'clock when the sun starts going down. What's that? We got to get our people in here, lock this place down so that lawlessness won't overtake our store and we lose inventory. That's utter disaster. What happened in Minneapolis last summer? Looting of stores and burning of Targets and banks and Wells Fargo's and pharmacy stores. I just got back from Portland, Oregon. Portland, last summer, you remember the lawlessness up there? The destruction of buildings, overtaking a whole square city block. They're still down there. They're still down there. Lawlessness. And then we come to today's feast. You see, Jesus and Mary are beyond these manipulations. Yes, God was overrun by lawlessness, but guess what? God brought him back in spades and raised him from the dead. He can't be killed anymore by our lawlessness and injustice. He's beyond it and therefore is so clear-sighted when it comes to giving us remedies for steering clear of lawlessness in our own lives. He has a way for us to go, and it's himself. He said, I'm the way for you to dodge lawlessness in your life. Now, let's take a look at the scriptures for today, the first reading, for example, to watch this play out. And by the way, I'm not getting what I'm telling you from reading a lot of books. I get it from simply opening the Bible and opening my ears when I start reading. And you can do that too. This isn't privileged information I'm giving you. I don't speak to you as a man with a doctorate in theology. I know people in doctoral programs that lost their faith. That's no guarantee you're going to keep the faith. The guarantee is when you pick up that Bible, dust it off, read it, and as you read it, open your ears. And what do we find there in today's reading, the first reading? We find the dragon is about to devour this child when the woman should give birth. And he's just standing there hovering over this little woman. And you go, wow, the odds of this playing out well aren't good. The child is born and caught up to the heavens. He gets away. That's the ascension of Christ. The book of Wisdom tells us that death came into the world through the envy of the devil. And if you read the book of Revelation, that's proven true because the devil knows about this is going to happen, that God is going to become a human being and be raised up above him in the heavens, and he's envious of it. So what does the book of Revelation tell us? War broke out in heaven. Satan was going to attempt to overthrow the order of God in the heavens so that he could impose his order and say, there's no God that's going to become incarnate like these human beings that's going to go above me. I'm sorry. I'm chopping that down right now. But as we know in the book of Revelation, Satan lost and all his friends up there and were booted out of heaven. They lost. Michael and the other angels fought back. They fought back. And the devil gets tossed down to earth, and he's standing there next to the sea, and he remembers, aha, the woman, I saw her last, she ran off into the desert. What does he do? He spews out this torrent of water, trying to get the woman, who was then caught up to a safe place, and that's the Assumption of Mary. She's beyond this torrent of water coming out of the devil's mouth. So he's angry now. The boy has gotten away. The woman has gotten away. So what does it do? What does he do? It's right there in Scripture. Scripture says he turns on the woman's offspring. Those who follow Jesus and keep the commandments of God. That's you and me. Now, I want you to imagine a torrent of water going across the United States like a tsunami. Can you imagine the utter chaos of what that would be like? Now, that's material waters sowing chaos, destruction. The waters coming from the devil are a metaphor for the lawlessness the devil seeks to sow among us. That's what it is. And men and women get swallowed up by the torrent of his lawlessness. They become indifferent to the laws of God. I don't care about that. I don't care that God teaches there shouldn't be sex before marriage. I don't care about that. That doesn't matter to me. And every time someone does that, they're being overrun by lawlessness. They're being overrun by the torrent flowing from the devil's mouth. And the remedy isn't that we look at God and say, I don't think you exist, because he's the only way out of it. He's the only way out. He's the only way to escape the torrent of water flowing from the dragon's mouth. There's another image of that, by the way, in the scriptures. Think back to the Israelites escaping from the Red Sea. Another massive body of water they couldn't get across. God made it possible. And Jesus makes it possible for us. You parents, I have no doubt you wouldn't want a torrent of lawlessness to overtake your child. Who would want that for their child? Lawlessness? That's not a way to live, but we have a lot of it in our culture today. The lawlessness of Portland came from whole groups of men and women overtaken by lawlessness. That's what that was. And you get enough of a momentum like that across the whole United States, there's no law enforcement that's going to restrain that. They're telling us, your law enforcement has to stand down for our lawlessness. We want to defund the police. You see, that's lawlessness. That's what's spewing from the dragon's mouth. How did the woman get away in the book of Revelation? The earth opened up and swallowed the torrent of water. And you want to know something? That's what Jesus did on Calvary. He opened up and he swallowed the torrent of lawlessness that was overthrowing him. He told Peter, Peter, not by the sword. That's not the way we go here. Peter, if you go that way, we're going to have World War III because lawlessness reigns in war. Talk to any veteran. They'll tell you that we're in the theater of war. It seems like we're all under good command, but it gets pretty messy. No, that's not the way Jesus went. That's not the way he went. He absorbed it and defeated it. So when you and I come to confession, for example, at least when I do anyway, I've been overrun by lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. And I come to the confessional, and in that confessional, the devil meets Jesus, who says, this one's mine. Now get out of here. The earth opens and swallows his torrent of chaos and gets rid of it. And I go free. I come out of the confessional. The chaos is gone. That's what Jesus did on the cross. He took it in and defeated it. And he does that every time with us when we go to the confessional. That earth opens again, and that torrent spewing from the devil's mouth goes into the earth, and we go free. Thank you, Jesus. And Mary's right there with us. Because Jesus is. Need I remind you, he'll be here in 15 minutes. He's not in his heavens just kind of up there with a remote watching TV. Ah, that's their problem down there. He's coming here in 15 minutes. And you want to know something? Mary isn't off in some distant location either, and we're kind of down here fighting it out and saying, gee, I hope I can be with her one day. No, at Fatima in June, when she revealed herself, her hands were crossed like this, Lucia said, and at one point she opened her hands and revealed her immaculate heart with thorns over it, and she was bleeding. That's not a woman that's indifferent to us and our plight. She was grieved by the wars she foresaw coming in the 20th century. Think of World War II and the utter lawlessness of that. She was grieving. Because if you get enough people with momentum swallowed up by lawlessness, chaos like Portland, Oregon will happen again. Chaos like Minneapolis will happen again. And maybe even it will go worldwide as the chaos of World War II. And what's the remedy for all of this? Christ crucified. On the cross, the earth opened, that torrent of chaos got swallowed up, and we are set free. We're protected from that. And we go into our lives sinless. Sin is lawlessness. I'm not governed by it. Thank you, Jesus. That's not just for me because I'm a priest. That's all of us. All of us. When I'm tempted to look at porn, I am tempted to be overrun by lawlessness. When I'm tempted to act out in same-sex activity, I am tempted to be overrun by lawlessness. And the only way to escape any of it is Jesus Christ. And Mary is just about that, leading us to Him. So these scriptures we have, sure, oh yeah, that looks like a lot of concocted myths, Father Dan. dragons and women running away and all this stuff. What's that? I'm telling you, it's called revelation. It's what's going on in the invisible realm that we don't see, but that's overtaking people we do see, including sometimes ourselves. Because life begins on the inside, in the spiritual. And Jesus and Mary are beyond all the taints that could render their advice and guidance to us. Unworthy. They're the smartest man and woman in the room at any given time, in any given place. So brothers and sisters, let's heed them today. And recognize that these are not people that are off in some remote location in silence and bliss while we're down here struggling. Their hearts are bleeding for us. And yes, Jesus is going to be here in 15 minutes.